Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Use the left side of our hemisphere of our brain more often, which is the logical side of the mind.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But with dance, it is the creative side that takes over. So it's like, no, the mind is always in play. Like, we have 60,000 thoughts a day, you know? It's just that with dance, you're allowing that creative side to take over. The side that has unlimited possibilities. The side that doesn't agree with logic. You know, according to logic, technically, you should not be able to defy gravity. But dancers do when they leap.
Yeah. Melting Pot, a global podcast series hosted by Pyle, connects guests who have inspiring stories and reaches out to a multicultural audience over 52 countries. Guests are diverse, such as celebrities, entrepreneurs, travelers, and many more who've had a turning point in their lives and moved over to a holistic lifestyle. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, social media.
Hi, everyone. Today, I am in conversation with Tonya Davis. Tonya is an accomplished dancer. She's made an impact in both the dancing as well as the entertainment industries. As she says, her journey began at the age of 6 when she discovered her passion for dancing, which has been the driving force behind her success. And it's in this success that I think Tonya decided to develop her pursuit of happiness program, which is now called Mindset of Happiness. And the objective of this program is in helping women to pursue their passion with confidence while making money doing what they absolutely love. So thank you so much for joining me today, Tonya.
Thank you for having me. I'm very honored.
Okay, let's begin with, I know I did mention in the introduction that you started dancing at the age of 6, but what was the inspiration behind it?
I wanted to do my own thing. I was looking, you know, I grew up Christian, and this is actually how I started, was in liturgical dance, and I was watching everybody, you know, at my church, and they're dancing in groups. And I'm like, I want to dance, but I want it to be my own. Like, it was just like that. It was like, I have to choreograph it. I have to pick the song. Like, and it was just like it, I wanted to express myself. You know, when I look back at it, it was like, I wanted to express myself. And that was the best way for me because I was shy, you know? So like speaking, I did not want to do, you know, I didn't want to do the singing, but I could relate to movement. And that's how it just got started. It's like, I just want to express myself and how I feel. And it had to be my way, you know, no one could tell me how to do that.
So it was more free flow and expression that you felt through movement, you were able to really define yourself. Okay.
That's... Absolutely. Yes. Yes. I love the way he, yes. That's beautiful.
Okay. That's good. That's, yeah. I mean, that kind of then gave you a sense of direction. And you know, I've gone through your bio and you've done a lot of work, not just within, you know, the dancing industry, but also the entertainment industry. So I just wanted to ask you, what was that one single moment that, or there may have been multiple, that inspired you to transition from performing arts to coaching? That's one part of the question. And then why did you focus on empowering women?
So Those are loaded questions right there. When it comes to the performing arts and the coaching, I will address that first. Performing arts is still there for me. I'm currently working on like my fall 2025 show, but I realized along my journey that I put the cart before the horse. You know, I was so driven to pursue dance, and it just things started taking a detour in a different direction. And I was like, man, like I really want to support and help women. Like I really started thinking about like what I really want to do. And that just came from an experience I had when I was living in San Francisco and I was like homeless for 4 months. And the experience with women who don't have children, let's just say, really opened my eyes. So I was like, that was still there. And I was trying to express it through dance. And it wasn't like hitting as many people as I wanted it to be honest with you. It was so limited. And I'm like, no, we gotta go bigger. Like, how can you support and empower women? And I was like, oh my goodness, the power of the mind. I was like, yes. I was like, every woman can unlock this. It's like it's already there, you know? It's like the power is there. I'm just a guide to show you. And it's like, yep, there it is. There's your crown. Go ahead, pick it up. You're worthy. You deserve it. Like, you deserve everything in the world. Anything you want, you can have. And I believe in spreading that happiness. And I'm like, when we're happy, we just radiate that to everyone. And we inspire others just by being happy. And I'm like, this starts with women. And I was like, yes. I was like, I'm going to empower women. And, you know, eventually with this coaching, you know, I hope to be able to donate 5% of my profits to a women's shelter, you know? So it's all like, it's a beautiful relationship, actually, now that I think about it. It's a beautiful relationship because I'm taking part on a woman's entrepreneur journey, which I always say is a self-discovery journey. Like, you learn everything about yourself when you start running your own business. And it's a journey. Yeah. Right. And there's so many factors that come in and it all reflects you, you know? And then you have to change and move differently and see things differently. And you have to really develop a different mindset. And I'm like, these are the women. The one who are like, I want to pursue this. Like, this is my passion. This is my goal. Like, and especially because, you know, women, you know, have a history where, you know, they couldn't work and couldn't vote. And it's just all these limitations. So for a woman to step out and be like, you know what? I want to own my own paint studio. You can do it. You can do it. And I'm going to tell you how to make it an empire. So you're a boss on the beach, chilling, drinking your drink while your business is running. Like, you know, like, then that's what I want to do. And it's exciting to hear them get excited. It's exciting. They're like, oh my goodness, I just, it's like, it's wonderful. It really uplifts me. So that's really how I switched over. I started focusing on my highest purpose. And it's like everything else is like, you'll get there. It'll get there. It was like, but focus on this first.
So you essentially wanted to, I just want to understand from you what is your process? How do you do it? How do you merge or blend performing arts with your coaching?
That's a good
How
question. I use,
do you
oh.
draw? Yeah, essentially, how do you draw from your experience from performing arts to coaching women?
Yes, so that actually has to deal with my journey on the performing arts realm because, you know, it's interesting when people see that you've put on this show, you know, and they don't see all the work that went behind putting on that show, you know, and it was because of that, you know, I left Florida with one suitcase and moved to San Francisco, like pursuing, trying to figure out what it is that I want to pursue without other people's perception affecting me. So it was a lot of undoing of programming along this journey of finding myself, to be honest with you. And it's through those experiences that I'm like, you know what? I remember this. Like, I remember, you know, trying to put up my first show. You know, I remember the way I was moving to do this and the lack mindset that I had. Like, you know, there were just so many factors. And I'm like, you know what? Movement is very healing. You know, that's why I was very drawn to it. It's a very healing, divine aspect, you know, that we have, is to move our bodies. It's very healing. And I was like, how can I bring that into my coaching? And I was like, okay, we're going to do a combination of mindset work, but also body work. But yes, but also align with your purpose. So I call it my divine triangle strategy. That's what I call it. Yeah. Because it's not just about the mind. Like, did you know that sweating, you know, when you work up a sweat, when you exercise, it not only physically, you know, releases toxins, but it reduces cortisol, the hormone that causes stress. So it's not only physical, it's a mental benefit. So I incorporate that. I incorporate certain dance moves, like, you know, if they're really like feeling tense in their shoulders, because I know that's where they're holding their stress, you know, I'll have them shake. I'm just shaking.
Do you do individual coaching or do you do group coaching?
I have both options.
Oh, okay.
So I have my tier one option and those are my one-on-one coaching. And then I have like the weekly group sessions that I offer. So usually those with the one-on-one, they're trying to expand, you know, they're that one woman show. And they're trying to expand and they're not sure why, like they can't expand. And it's like, I already know what the issue is. Like, and you know, especially because like being an entrepreneur, you know what the issue is because you've done it. And the issue is always trust.
Yeah.
It's always trust. Like letting someone else into your business.
I think also trust in yourself, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's both, right?
Yeah.
Because it reflects you.
Yeah.
So it's in the same thing with the clients. They all reflect me. Like I only attract clients that reflect me. Like I know that they are the ones that are drawn to me. And I learn from them. They learn from me. It's like a beautiful, like symbiotic relationship, you know, like I uplift them and I praise them and it's just wonderful. But yeah, that is how I start combining things. It's like, let's move the mind, but let's also move the body, you know, especially when you can't get out of your head. It's like, do some earthing.
Yeah. Yeah. So you think, I'm curious to know how you think mindset and confidence both play a role in the performing arts as well as women's personal and professional lives.
Oh, wow. In the professional arts, wow, when it comes to mindset is everything because with dance, I can only really speak for dance, you know, you cannot think. It's like the whole logical mind part of you has to go away. You know, the part that says, oh, plie before this, like you, like what I mean by you can't think, you cannot overthink for a second. Because as soon as you overthink, the move is already off balance. Like it's that crazy when it comes to dance that you have to like, you have to just literally go with the flow. And when you go with the flow and you know this move, you know this choreography, you move seamlessly like through time. And that is what correlates to our lives.
So you know, like that's, you're saying that the mind is not really controlling the body?
No, it's not that the mind is not controlling the body. It's just that we are taught to use the left side of our hemisphere of our brain more often, which is the logical side of the mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But with dance, it is the creative side that takes over. So it's like, no, the mind is always in play. Like we have 60,000 thoughts a day. You know, it's just that with dance, you're allowing that creative side to take over, the side that has unlimited possibilities, the side that doesn't agree with logic. You know, according to logic, technically, you should not be able to defy gravity. But dancers do when they leap.
Yeah.
They defy a physical law. So it's just interesting when that creative side takes over and it translates into all other parts of our life. Mindset, confidence, because every thought is associated with a feeling.
Yeah.
And so it's a matter of what type of feeling is associated with this thought. Is it a feeling that comes out of love or a feeling that comes out of fear? It's either one of those two. Am I moving out of love or am I moving out of fear? So I just see how much it translates over. You know how some people, they practice yoga, but they don't practice it outside of the studio. It's only inside. I see that with movement and how it just translates into the way you think, the way you move. Like, it translates into just everything. And with dance, it's so communal, you know, it's social. You know, so I can go anywhere and make friends. It's great. You know, it's nice. So it's life.
Yeah, it's life. Yeah, that's so, so true. So do you have any examples that you can share where you've actually seen and experienced someone that you've worked with who has had a transformation and has gone out to do exactly what she, because it's only with women that you work, who's actually gone out and she has accomplished what she had set out to do because of your influences?
Okay. So I had a young lady, you know, I do have to keep it, you know, I'm gonna keep it general, but yeah, it's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful story because she was in that mindset of moving because of money, you know, that came out in one of our sessions. You know, money was her motivator for what she was doing. It wasn't because she was passionate about it and that's a big part of the strategy. Your purpose, like, has to be aligned with what you're doing. Otherwise, you'll give up on it. Like, you'll wake up and you don't want to do it anymore, you know, because it's not aligned with what you really want. So she's doing like this drop shipping stuff, you know, because she's trying to, like, you know, make the money, but she's not realizing how much work goes into drop shipping, you know. It's like, I know you guys watch these YouTube videos and you think, oh, it's that simple. No business is that simple. You know, Apple wasn't built in a day. So that's with all of our business endeavors. So that's what I had to get into it with her. It was like, you know, Apple wasn't built in a day, you know, and that was her thing. It was about the timing and it was about just the money. So then we started digging in. Okay, what do you like? And she's like, I know this sounds funny, but she was like, I really love food and I love to travel. And I'm like, why don't you be a food critic? And she's like, I never thought about it. And it's interesting because she actually, you know, during, you know, the transformation, you know, you find out thoughts that brought that about, to say, you know, I never.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information, information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thought about that. But it was just, you know, we find out earlier, you know, it was basically suppressed, that idea, you know, to be a food critic. You know, it just tends to happen growing up, you know, parents don't see your same perception and they might discourage something early, you know, and so you feel like, oh, it's weird, it's wrong, it's not stable. You bring up all these limiting doubts that come up. So, you know, we're working through this and she finally, like, she's like, Miss Tanya, I'm going to go to France. She's like, I'm going to go to France and I'm going to check out this restaurant and I'm going to get it started. And I was like, you girl, like, you know, like she finally was like, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to do it. And because it all comes down to this, we only have this one opportunity. Like this one chance. And it's like, why not live doing what you love to do? Like, why live according to someone else's happiness? Like, why do we do, especially as women, you know, like women tend to take on that quite a bit. It's like, why do we say, let me put my happiness to the side and everyone else enjoy? Like, no. No.
Yeah.
She's still over there in Europe. She's still over there in Europe and she's doing like her little, like, I guess it's like a little TV kind of series that, you know, she has on her social media, and she's doing great. Like she's loving her life. So yeah, she's actually written some articles for some food magazines and stuff. So I'm like, I'm very proud of her.
So there was something that was blocking her, that and she did not have the confidence to say that, okay, I can do it and I will try. And so you were the enabler and you helped her see that there are possibilities. And if she's able to combine, because she loves to travel and she loves food and a combination of both, but she had to just have, I guess, give someone or you, I mean, she used you, not used you, sorry, that's not the right term, but you were someone who encouraged her to start to think out of the box. And then she was able to transition and now she's living a different life. So that's quite an interesting and incredible story. And the fact that you, as an enabler, have been able to, and I'm sure this is not just the one story. I'm sure there are hundreds of others where for you, it's something that has, and I'm sure every time there has been this transition of someone who's wanting to do whatever the objective, whether it's money or it's passion or whatever, has been able to transition. For you, it must be such a sense of, can you describe what it is every single time, rather than me putting it in words, because you're the one who would have had all these different feelings.
Honestly, it's really challenging for me to describe in words. I do a lot of writing and I try to express my gratitude like all the time. And I feel like the words are never enough. Like, I feel like I'm saying, like, what, like, I'm always so honored. I'm honored because this is like a big step, and it's like I'm with them every step of the way. Like, I do like their 7-day action plan. It's like, okay, this is the, you know, like, and it's just, it's rewarding. And I don't know, just like uplifting them makes me happy. And it's really hard to explain that. Like, I really don't know how to explain this feeling, because uplifting them really makes me happy. It's like, oh, look at it. Like, oh, like, I guess like they're like my children, you know, now, because I'm like, oh, I remember when, like, you know, and I have these like crazy memories, you know, like when they like call me freaking out about something, you know. Yeah. It's just like you have, like, you really build this relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what, and it's really a relationship that's built on so many beautiful qualities. It's built on trust. It's built on, you know, authenticity, you know, like being like just so authentic and unapologetic, you know, like being free.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a big proponent, is just being free and having that freedom of expression, you know, because when you go through things as an entrepreneur, you can't talk to your family and friends anymore.
Yeah.
They don't understand. They just don't. And it's nothing bad or good. It's just, it is what it is. You're on different wavelengths now. Like, you're vibrating differently. Like, so it's okay. And to have that support and guidance, you know, like when people are discouraging you, you know, because they can't see it. And it's like, you can do anything you want. You can do a wood carving business if you want. Like, they, like, you can do what, we live in that time where you can do what you want. We, like, carrying the past into our present is the issue.
Yeah.
The brain only knows now. The brain does not know past, present, and future. So whatever we focus on, it becomes our present.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so true. I'm learning from you. This is almost like you and I are having a session.
It is.
Thank you for sharing.
I love it. No, thank you for having me. No, I love doing this. It's really a blessing.
And the whole experience. It's also therapeutic, even for you, because it's your knowledge, your experiences, your what you have and what you can impart to the next person, I think is something which is very, very rewarding, as you mentioned earlier. So let's move away a little bit, because I can't end this conversation without without you talking a little bit about your personal performances. And you did mention at the start of the conversation that you haven't really moved away from your dancing and your stage presence. So, and you mentioned that there was something that there, you were getting ready for a show, which was going to be in 2025. So just a little bit about what this show is and where are you taking it? Where are you traveling with it? Just a little teaser of what to expect.
Oh, man, I'm so glad you said that. The show is, wow, it's a New York dancer story, is like I would like to call it.
Okay.
And it's about a dancer who is trying to put up her first show. And she ends up encountering all these different obstacles, or things that we consider obstacles, along her journey. And she ends up encountering a woman from a different part of the world who's also on a journey herself. And she is looking to actually produce a dance or a fashion show. She's looking to be into the art. She's trying to be a new producer. And they end up encountering each other. And the story really like focuses on how we need each other to get to where we're going. It's not a solo journey. You know, it's never a solo journey. We needed someone to raise us to be here. So even from like the moment you're born, you need someone. And, you know, we've really gotten away from that, trying to do everything on our own. And it's like, you, that's not how this works. That's not life. Like, we are meant to work together. Like, we're both meant to work together. Like, so that like you can get exactly what you, I get is that. And it's a beautiful thing. There's like never a taking in the situation. It's always a give.
Yeah. You know,
so it's different.
Yeah.
So that's the essence of the story, you know, is to surround yourself with people who support and guide your vision. Because if you don't, you know.
Does this have anything to do with personal experiences?
Yes, it does. So there's some things that's going to come up in the show that's really going to, and it's going to hit home for a lot of dancers as well. I feel like it's going to hit home for a lot of dancers and where this discouragement comes from. You know, I think it's going to hit home for quite a few people, or even those who not specifically doing dance, it might hit home for them. Like, man, I remember when I was discouraged from doing this, and I always loved to do that. And, you know, you hear so many times from adults, like, it's like, when was the last time you had fun? Like, when was the last time you just did something you wanted to do for fun? It's like crickets. It's like, oh, man, people don't even remember the last time they were happy. It's like, oh, no, we got to change that. We got to be living in a different vibration here. We got to be happy. So that's what that, it's really a story about me, you know, and what I went through to finally just be able to get it up, you know. But of course, you know, it's not like, it doesn't have like all of the specific details, you know, but yeah, it's that.
Yeah. Yeah. It sort of shapes you and gives a background to your journey.
Yes. Yes. I feel like along our journey, we go along so many different paths. Like, I mean, at one point I was working in an emergency room and then in a veterinary hospital, and then a dental hospital. Like, you know, it's an interesting journey. It's an interesting journey, but only you can say what that journey is. You know, only you can decide, I'm going to go for this. And go for it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just living other people's perception of who you should be or what you're good at. And you end up getting depressed. And then you end up just in the motions. And it's like, who wants to live like that?
So that's where introspection is so important. And to be able to bring it, to have the ability to bring it out also, I think is very important. It's challenging for a lot of people, but when you're able to do it and your understanding of it has also helped a lot of other people bring out their true selves, I think that's really what life is all about. And that's where, you know, like you said, you can't do it on your own, and there has to be, it always has to be more than just you. So like the way you help women, so again, they're not doing it on their own because they don't have they haven't really been able to bring it out to the open, and you're helping them do it. So again, it works both ways. So, and I'm sure you learn from what they are going through as well. So it again, like I said, it just works both ways. So no, absolutely. I think I'm excited, and if I am in New York, I would definitely love to witness it. And it's just been so wonderful talking to you, Tonya. Thank you so much for this conversation. Before I let you go, any advice with your experience that you may have that you would like to share with young people who would like to be in the performing arts, but again, have constraints because of family or because of not having the means to be able to do it? What kind of advice would you have for them?
It would really go back to developing this mindset to keep that passion with them. It's like, okay, maybe I can't afford to go to the studio, but I got a room right here where I can dance and I can work on my technique, and you end up developing your own technique, which you can then copyright, which you can then franchise, which you can then build your empire. So whenever there looks like there might be some type of limitation, be willing to open your eyes to see it differently.
Yeah.
Just, and you know, just like a little prayer, you know, or a little intention or affirmation, like, I choose to see this situation through love. See what happens. Just let it go. Let it go out there in the ether and see what happens. But I always say, stay creative. In any way that you can, stay creative.
With that, stay creative. I think everybody who's listening and watching, there's definitely a message in there. So it's important to have that part of your brain be functioning. And sometimes, you know, the logic, you can just leave it behind and stay creative, and a lot can happen if you do that. So again, it's been wonderful talking to you. You have a great day, and I think what you're doing and how you're enabling women to find themselves is something which is very, very heartening to hear. And I think it's also important to believe in yourself. And if you, the moment you do that, you've already crossed a certain limitation that you may have kind of put onto yourself. So, you know, and you've really shown a lot of women a path which has made them do what they would like to do, made them independent, made them not think that they're incapable, given them a sense of confidence. I think all of that is just incredible. So I've really, really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you so much, Tonya.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. You have a fabulous day ahead of you.
Oh, you too. You too. Well, have a good night.
Thank you.
For more weekly conversations, do listen to Melting Pot on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Follow us on YouTube and on Instagram at Podcast Melting Pot. So until the next episode, this is Pyle signing off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.